24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to Pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. And today is the day that we are going to be prophesying. And those of you that are watching on Facebook Live, we've had some interruptions. And we are waiting for someone to come and help us get back on. But anyhow, it's going to be a great day today. We are broadcasting from our studios here in Austin, Texas, from BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, at this time or any time here on Prophetic Tuesday. So we're broadcasting around the clock and around the globe. We're keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6. It says all the people should keep the watch of the Lord. We're watching and praying just as Jesus taught us to do. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're delighted that you are listening today. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. And, of course, a big thank you to Ian Kieber, who's working with us today. Well, we are excited. We're excited today. And, Gene, it's great to have people joining us all across the land here on BPN Radio and Facebook Live.
That's very exciting.
Yeah, last Thursday, I want to remind everybody, give everybody a report that last Thursday on BPN Radio, TuneIn Radio, as well as Facebook and YouTube and other media sites, that over 10,000 people participated in National Day of Prayer. That was exciting, wasn't it?
It was. It was a great day of prayer.
So we are excited. Some people are saying, how can I get the prophetic words that have been given over the past weeks? And you, all of these are put on breakoutradiochurch.com. So you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com. On the left side of the website is all of the prophetic words. And, of course, this program will be replayed throughout the day here on BPN Radio, and will also be replayed on Facebook Live, on our Facebook fan page and our Facebook page. Gene, it's an exciting journey.
It is.
Who would have believed that there would come a day that we could start a radio station in Austin, Texas, that would reach across America and around the world?
I know. It just seems surreal sometimes.
Been an exciting journey, hasn't it?
Very exciting journey.
Well, thank you. Thank
Past
you.
Past 50 years.
Past 50 years. Thank you for making the journey with me. And, wow, you always light up the room when you come in. Most people know you as Mrs. America. We're excited today. I'm going to prophesy. I'm getting ready to prophesy, but we're going to pray. And I would like to congratulate Calvary Cathedral International, the Power Tower. This week, they are celebrating 22 years of daily prayer.
Yes.
And we helped start the Power Tower at Calvary Cathedral with a prophetic word. Yes. And Pastor Bob Nichols said, that word is for us. And the first week of May, 1995, I stood up and we laid hands on a group of people. They went up the stairs of the Power Tower. They started praying. For 18 years, they prayed around the clock.
Yes.
And for the past several years, I've been praying every day. So one word from God can change your life forever. That's what's going to happen today. Father, Gene and I set ourselves in agreement right now in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
For this prophetic Tuesday, We are so very, very thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be able to share prophetic words today. And we just pray the will of God be done. We come by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, and we declare this is a wonderful day. Why don't you that are watching or listening, put your hand on yours and just say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears. And Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes. And Holy Spirit, open my heart that I might receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Well, amen.
It's a great day, isn't it?
It is. You know, we don't need a prophetic word every day, but there's times that we just say, Lord, we need a word today.
Yeah.
And so I believe that some of you are going to get a word from the Lord today. It may change your life.
It could change your life. We've operated on the premise all these years that one word from God can change your life forever.
Forever.
And another thing I wanted to say about the prophetic words today, there may be someone that gets a prophetic word, and you may say, well, that word is for me also. I believe that you can say, I'll take that word also.
Yes.
Right?
You can just take it.
I take it. It's going to be a great day.
It is.
Okay. Well, here we go. So I'm going to stand and begin to prophesy here on BPN Radio. And wow, I just appreciate all of you that sent in your name, your city, and your state. And so I'm going to be calling out people's first name and their city and state, or maybe nation. And remember, if you receive a word from the Lord today, remember it could be a now word. It could be a future word. It could be a confirming word, or it could be a new word. The prophet said, new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. So, you know, and you can never make a word happen. What you have to do is receive the word by faith. You cannot receive it with your mind, because your mind, I want to say to you that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of God. Your mind may say, no, 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 no. But your spirit will say, yes, yes, yes. I received that word. And what you do, you receive it by faith and you write it down. Jeremiah 30:2 says, write it in a book. And then you begin to speak that word, declare that word, and know that God is at work. He's going to make it beautiful in his time. But I'm telling you, one word from God can change your life forever. And you must understand that your gifting and your anointing will take you places you've never been, do things you've never done, say things you've never said, be able to meet people you never met, operate in gifts you've never operated in. So here we go. Here we go. Okay, one word from God can change your life and begin to prophesy. Remember, it is not a chapter or a book, it is a word. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says we know in part and we prophesy in part. And so I don't have the whole part, but I have a little bit of it. And if you'll write it down, the Holy Ghost will begin to expand that word. So to Tommy and Susan in Bryan College Station, Texas, I see the two of you developing a place of restoration for those who are leaving the ministry every month as a result of conflicts on every hand, a place where you will rescue these wonderful men and women of God, giving them a place to live short-term or long-term, serving them, washing their feet, helping them relocate if necessary. Many of them are being driven out of their churches, out of their homes, with absolutely no place to go. To many of these ministries, all they know, they don't know anything else. They don't have another trade. But there will be trades that will go on. There will be activity going on. There will be work there. But many of them don't have a place to go. And they don't need to be sacking groceries after serving in the ministry those years. They've invested their lives in their work, and now they seemingly have nothing but despair. The wounded warriors must be rescued and placed back into battle. Major Christian companies, churches, and individuals will help provide the finances. I received an invitation from a woman in New York, and I cannot find her name, but the woman from New York City who said, please help me, give me a word. I can't find your name, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you will come through the fire and you will not be burned. You are going to come through this time of great difficulty and challenges. Don't be afraid. I'm holding your right hand, and I will not let you go. You are going over, and you are not going under. You will come out of this firmly, and you will not even have the smell of smoke on you. So keep going. Don't be afraid. To Linda and Bruce in Pasco, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, dream bigger. Your dreams are not big enough. You've hit the stick on the ground 3 times when you should have struck the ground 7 times. The good thing about that is that you still have that stick in your hand, and that stick is going to take you into many new territories. Keep beating on the ground, because God is opening the paths for many to follow. The dream is bigger than you think, and it's happening quicker than you think it is. Peggy from Nederland, Texas. You'll be instrumental in many being baptized in the Holy Spirit in many different and unusual locations. Eventually, hundreds will be filled with the Spirit because of your faith and your insight concerning this wonderful gift. And Sally from Nakona Park, you say you're 88 years old. Nakona Park, Oklahoma. You must tell your story. Write your story in a book. Someone is there to help you write. Let the younger generations hear what God can do. They will read, and their faith will increase. Jeannie from Berlin, Germany, I prophesied over you and your husband in the late 80s in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that you would go to East Germany. And Satan kept saying, don't say East Germany, because there was a wall there called the Berlin Wall. But God took the wall down because of your faith. And I said, you're going into East Germany, and there you are. And there is a call now for you to call young people from America. Many will leave their college and university classrooms and dormitories to move to Germany, because there's a great revival coming to the universities and college campuses all across Germany, from the east to the west, to the north, to the south, and you will play a significant role, Jeannie. It's what you have been praying for, and your prayers have been answered. So go for it. From Berlin, Germany, Donna from Austin, Texas. There was an interpretation, there was an interruption that took place. It almost seemed that you were being replaced at the time. Stand up, take your position, move forward, get back in line. It's the same dream, the same vision as before, and there's not a period there. There was only a comma. Tim Gilroy from Inglewood, Colorado. Start the conversation. You've heard this magnificent word of helping people come to resolution, getting things resolved so they won't get stuck in life. You're going to help people get off of dead center, Tim, in Inglewood, Colorado, because you're able to get things resolved. So go for it. Dan in Muldrow, Oklahoma. Many people are waiting for you to tell their story, not your story, but their story. You are an incredible historian. You will uncover some of the most wonderful deeds that have been done under the radar, but you will bring recognition to some of these unsung heroes. So Dan and Muldrow, get started. Michelle from Weatherly Lake, Missouri. You have a gift of excellence. You have a unique gift of taking something that could be very profitable, but it doesn't have the proper presentation. You will help them tidy it up so they can present an excellent presentation, partnering with them for great profit. Harold and Kathleen from London, England. I hear the Holy Spirit saying minor adjustments will come about, escalating into major results. Minor adjustments bringing about major results. Sometimes you feel like you're taking baby steps, and sometimes you feel like, hey, we've been lost in the crowd and our voice has been lost in the multitude of the people surrounding us. But it's the Lord who is rewarding your efforts. He sees you in the multiplicity of people, and I just hear him say, don't number the people. He's at work, and he's bringing about divine appointments, divine connections in your life. Hey, George from Corinne Crow, Louisiana. I hope I got that right, Gene. From Corinne Crow, Louisiana. I guess that's some type of a French word. I declare you're breaking the spirit of death off of many who are suicidal, breaking the spirit of death off of them, speaking life over them, including those who many times have tried to commit suicide, who've tried to take their own life. And sometimes the word of knowledge will come, and you will break that spirit of death, that death wish off of them. And you will also, you'll also be able to speak to those on murder row, on death row. And I want to thank you for giving, years ago, giving Jean and I a word concerning her that we speak almost every day of the year. It was a life-giving word. That's what you're going to begin to do in a greater capacity. Bless you, George from Louisiana. Elizabeth from Hillsboro, Oregon. You keep, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you keep plowing and you keep sowing. There is a season of reaping coming if you don't faint. So be encouraged. Even though you've been plowing in hard places, remember that He is the Lord of the harvest. And one sows and another waters. But remember, Elizabeth, it is God that, I feel the Holy Ghost saying, again, it is God, it is He that gives the increase. Lisa from Palestine, Texas, don't despise temporary places. You are on a journey. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that will take you to many different geographical locations in your lifetime. Get your passport ready. I see your passport being stamped many times. Brooklyn E. from Denver, Colorado. I see you developing companies that have been left to die. Companies and corporations that have lost their vision, lost their momentum, allowing things around them to die for a lack of good stewardship. I see different business and ministry entities being given to you, lock, stock, and barrel, breathing new life into these companies in different geographical locations in America, as well as different parts of the world, because of your foresight, insight, and the incredible pioneer gift and enthusiasm that you inject into so many different places. And you'll be able to purchase some of these places penny on the dollar. That's amazing. Okay, John from Wells, Minnesota. John from Wells, Minnesota. Press on, John. The darker the day, the brighter the light. You will be instrumental in leading many out of dark places. I want to pause and say you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And, broadcasting since November of 2014. And I just believe this is a surreal time when Gene and I have been able to set aside most of our travels because we are ministering every day on BPN Radio. BPN Radio is going 24 hours a day. This program will be broadcast next hour several times during the day, as well as Facebook. So I know that our Facebook friends is full. We have 5,000, but you can now go to our fan page and be a part of that. So, all right, let's continue on. One word from God can change your life forever. Jenna in Woodland, California. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, sometimes you feel lost and forgotten. So many questions and so few answers. But you must know that in the midst of millions of people, there is one sitting in the heavenlies who knows your name and knows the warfare that you have experienced as a child, causing you to feel like you don't belong. You've been misplaced, displaced. And will you ever feel that you are at home? And will you ever feel, that's what you're saying, will I ever feel that I really belong in a certain place? And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, yes. I also hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a significant player to help rescue young ladies who are victims of human trafficking, and you're going to help them find a home. These journey will lead you into a realm you never thought possible. Jenna from Woodland, California, putting you on the national and international scene. Okay, Daniel J. from Oxford, Alabama. Keep your head up. There's another wave of opportunity rolling in. You were never meant to do just one thing. You are a multidimensional man. And sometimes you're misunderstood by the settlers and museum keepers. But the people that are pioneers, they understand you, and they will respond to the sound of your voice. You got to know that you're not alone, because there's many that feel like they're in the place that you're at. So you're going to encourage these pioneers that feel like they're being misunderstood, and I just declare that the hand of God is upon you. There's a big wave coming in. You got to catch that big wave. Don't let it go out without you. Daniel from Oxford, Alabama. Tom from Wilmington, Delaware. Tom from Wilmington, Delaware. I see you sitting by the ocean writing. I see you on a mountaintop writing. You are going to write and publish best-selling books. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. And don't be discouraged by people that turn your manuscripts down. Do all that is in your heart, Tom from Delaware. Wilmington, Delaware, do all that is in your heart, for the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Don and Diane from Sunset, Louisiana. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, brace yourself. Pause and consider the gifts I placed in your lives. The gifts that you now carry are profitable. There is a better way and a better day. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, I'm going to show it to you. I will not restrain myself. I will not refrain from revealing the whole plan. I'll make it very plain so that you can make it plain to others that desire to run with you. Don't be afraid to make the transitions that you need to make. Don't be afraid to impose on me, says the Lord. Reminding me of those things I've declared to you in days, months, years gone by. Know that you're not far from the kingdom. A new Holy Ghost energy is about to consume you both. Days of heaven on earth, preachers of righteousness, many being attracted to the anointing, the laughter of the Holy Ghost that resides in you. And I declare that you will begin to break out in laughter in many different and unusual places. And those that are around you, they will not look in dismay, but they will laugh with you. Those that hear you laugh will laugh with you, says the Holy Ghost about Don and Diane from Sunset, Louisiana. Helen C. from London, England. I see you speaking into that microphone. You were made for radio. Your voice is going to be heard by millions around the world, including BPN Radio. I bless you, Helen, from London, England. Darla from Oklahoma City, you have the spirit of Ruth, one who is willing to serve others, willing to work behind the scenes. Sometimes you do the work and other people get the credit, but know that your seed will come forth, and your seed will impact their generation and generations to come. Many will rise up and call you blessed. Many will write about your faithfulness and your humility, your prayers, and your faith. And Kathy from Hamlet, North Carolina, your gift of excellence and presentation will bring you before great people. Knowing the rhythms of life will bring you great success. You are one that has a very unique gift of knowing the way that the Holy Ghost works, the rhythms of the Holy Spirit. And Kathy from Spartanburg, South Carolina, why not you? I hear the Holy Spirit saying, why not you? Pick up the gifts and talents and prophetic words that have been dropped to the ground and go with them, and it's going to surprise you and those about you. Hey, Kathy from Austin, Texas, sing the song. It's a song of deliverance. Spirits of heaviness will be broken as you sing those songs of deliverance. And Lisa from Carmel, New York, I hear you saying to many, your faith has made you whole. Wow. Your faith has made you whole. You will pray the prayer of faith over many who have been crippled in life. And it's going to be amazing, the testimonies that happen. Lisa from Carmel, New York. Keith and Lynn from Decatur, Georgia. Don't make it too difficult. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't make it too difficult. You are now in a birthing place. You're like the duck that searches until she finds the exact place to lay her eggs. I declare you have found the place. You have found a breakout place. You're now pregnant with a new vision. So don't remember the former things, neither consider the things of old, because this vision is for an appointed time. You will not give birth prematurely, but your vision will be birthed at the appointed day. You got to wait for it. Don't give birth to a preemie. Don't give birth to a preemie. It's going to look different than what you've seen before. You have seen many others do similar things, but God is preparing you to do an entirely new thing. Soon you'll be doing what others who you have served have been doing, only in a much different way, in a much different capacity. Thank you for joining me here today. I'm getting comments on Facebook Live. Thank you for those comments. And I am just so excited. There is nothing in this whole world, I told Mrs. America Jean Gentry, there's nothing in this world that I'd rather do than prophesy. I know that I pray, but as I pray, and I pray in the Spirit, pray in tongues, I get prophetic words. And, you know, I never asked for this prophetic gift. I mean, Gene and I were serving as pastors for 18 years. And then in 1976, I met a man from Dallas, Texas. And I began to pray with him, and I prayed with him for 9 years, from 76 till 85. He would come to the churches that I was pastoring. And then he invited Gene and I to come in 1985 to Rockwall, Texas. We began to go out as a prayer associate. And as I began to go out and lead people in prayer and pray for people, the prophetic anointing would come upon me, and I would begin to prophesy. And pastors would say to me, oh, we need you to come back, because in 1985, there was not very many prophetic voices in America. And would you please come back? And I would go back, and I went to some of the same churches for many years. And so we started, and for over 30 years, we traveled across America, Gene and I, across America, sometimes leading long-term prophetic meetings and ministering in different nations of the world. I never asked for the prophetic anointing, but it came upon me, and I began to prophesy. And as I began to prophesy by faith, the Holy Spirit just began to give me words. So I just start. And I know that people just long for a word from God. And people that need a word from God, they're not too interested about what's happening in the economy or too interested about other things, but they need a word from God. And sometimes it may not be the word that you wanted, but if you will receive that word by faith, then God will expand that and he will multiply that word. I am so excited. Gene Gentry, are you excited?
Yes.
I'm so excited. And I'm going to prophesy, but I believe there may be people. Why don't you come and help me pray for a moment? I believe there may be people that says there's no charge for the prophecy. And we have never made a charge for our ministry. We live by faith. We believe God every month for finances. But, you know, we need monthly partners. I want to receive an offering for Breakout Prayer Network at this time. I didn't anticipate doing it, but I just felt like, hey, this is the time to do it. And, you know, I believe that we are a proven ministry, 50 years in full-time ministry. And if people would like to give an offering or become a monthly partner, all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com. Some of you are already there, bpnradio.com, and click on the donate button. You can use your credit card, debit card, or PayPal. And if they want to write us a check, How do they write their check? How do they make their check? Gene, can you tell the people?
Yes, just make your check out to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709.
Okay, that's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. So we're doing what we've done all these years as we've preached across America and around the world. We never ask people how much they will give. We just give them an opportunity to give. So this is an offering for Breakout Prayer Network. You make your check to Breakout Ministries. Father, we just pray right now that you'll speak to people about making a donation, giving an offering, a contribution to Breakout Ministries, the Breakout Prayer Network, to help us do what you've called us to do. And I just pray that you'll bless the people as they go to bpnradio.com to the donate button or make their check to Breakout Ministries. We bless them, and we ask that you bless them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for giving. You know, we don't have anyone that underwrites our ministry. It's just people like you, partners, that partner with us.
That's right.
And we just believe God every month, and he is so faithful.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We're grateful, aren't we?
Yes,
not
we
only
are.
People that are going to give today, but we're very thankful for people that have been giving, sowing into our ministry for so many, many years. We're thankful for the journey, aren't we, Jean?
Yes, we are.
That's been a great journey. And to think that we still get to minister after all these years, even without having to get on a plane and to speak to all these people across America and around the world, it is just, it's mind-boggling. And I believe that's what God wants to do for so many, many people.
Yes.
Those of you that, including those of you that are watching us by Facebook Live, you got to know that God is at work in your life. He wants to do something spectacular.
Yes, he does.
He wants to do something spectacular.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Gene. Bless you and bless everyone that is giving as we continue to prophesy. Boy, I love to give words, maybe a now word, a future word, a confirming word, or a new word. And I'm getting to as many people as I possibly can pray over today. So I'm going to pick it up where I left off. Caroline from Lindsay, Oklahoma. You will have a ministry to those who feel trapped in the place they live, in their marriage, their business, unfulfilled in many ways, and feel there's no way out. They feel they're trapped. How are they going to get out of this? You will have that special ministry to help lead them out, get them out. Many of them are perishing. Rescue the perishing, Caroline, and lead them to the door marked exit. Exit, E-X-I-T, knowing that there is a way out. Sometimes people need a way in, but sometimes people need a way out, and you're going to help them find ways out, knowing that sometimes people need to exit that place they're dwelling in to save their own lives. They may have been trying to save other people, but they need to save their own life. And it's like being on an airplane. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then help others. Okay? And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over Stan from Yukon, Oklahoma. You're the man, Stan. You're going to merge two entities and take it to a higher level. Two is better than one, and eventually a third entity will join you, which will cause you to fly higher than you ever thought you could fly. You can fly high, Dan. Don in Roswell, New Mexico, like the prophet Ezekiel, whose tongue was stuck to the roof of his mouth for a season. And then eventually his tongue was loosed and he began to prophesy of incredible things, and God began to work. And I declare that the tongue that has been stuck to the roof of your mouth is going to be loosed, and you will be amazed at the boldness and liberty that you have to speak, declaring the word of the Lord with great power and great authority. In Jesus' name. And Carol Davenport from Davenport B from Cummings, Georgia. Just a little while. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, just a little while longer. I had a friend in Jamaica who could not say little. He said a little. So I declare just a little while longer. Okay. So don't be weary. Wait for just a little while longer. Anissa from Moore, Oklahoma. Make a plan. Remember that faith comes, and that faith without works is dead, being alone. You got to take a step. Sometimes we wait for something to happen. So you are not waiting for God. God is waiting for you, and many are waiting for you. So put your rod down, and the sea will part. And many, including members of your family, will cross over. You have a major destiny, and you were born for success. Nelda G. from Hot Springs, Arkansas. You are an inspiration to so many, loving, kind, supporting, while sometimes saying in your own heart, Lord, am I making any progress? He says yes, and it's time to write down three things that you would like for him to do because you have found great favor with the Lord. Nelda, from Hot Springs, Arkansas, write down three things. Rehearse those things to the Lord because he wants to give you handfuls on purpose. Hey, Malk. Malk from Chichester, England. There is a recall going on, like the apostle of old. You are going to pick up your instruments and songs as you did in days gone by, and you're going to visit those places that you have been to over the many years, and you are going to sing songs of revival. You are going to redig the wells of revival that have been stopped up over the years because of discouragement, because of people moving away, deserting, departing. But there is a new expression of life and hope over you as you minister, Malk from Chichester, England. And Debbie from Roswell, New Mexico, you're being prepared to speak to an army of Spanish-speaking people by teaching those who now speak English but don't know how to speak Spanish. You're going to have Spanish classes to prepare them for the next wave of revival that is going to be led by Spanish-speaking people. And Carol from Fort Worth, Texas, the season of walking through, I hear the Holy Spirit saying the season of walking through dry places is over. You're now coming to a land, into a land that flows with milk and honey. And Rocky and Sheila from Rush Springs, Oklahoma, I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's time for revenge. You have been through the fire. Satan has brought about much sorrow and heartache to you and your family, but you must stand now and declare that enough is enough. This is the day of retaliation. We will now rise and minister to those who have been kicked around by the enemy. You will rescue these who have lost their way because of bitterness, bitter at God, bitter at themselves, bitter at other individuals, bitter at situations, bitter at life. You will minister to them and remove bitterness by pulling out the root. You'll pull the root of bitterness out. You'll pull out the root and preach to this people group. Yeah, you will write them a letter. You will post a blog. You'll get the word out. Get the message out. It's time now to do something. And the something is revenge day. And you will cause revenge to fall in the hand of the enemy. And many will respond. They will come out of the woodwork to hear your voice of hope. You will raise people from the dead. People that have been dead for a long time. Yeah, they're still walking around, but they are dead. And you will rescue them. You will rescue them, and their hearts will start beating again. They will think, they have been saying, I'll never live again. I'll never have life again. I'll never have hope again. Things will never, ever be well in my life again. But you are turning that around. Your words and your message of hope. Hallelujah. And prophetic anointing upon you will raise people from the dead. Hallelujah. And some of their hearts will start beating again because of some tragedy, some unexpected event taking place. Your words will bring new life. They will stand upon their feet and live again and follow your lead. Amy from Des Moines, Iowa. Amy, the Lord has a word for you. Major influence. You're going to have major influences on college campuses across America, including different sororities. I see revival breaking out in sorority houses all across America and different college and university campuses. Praise our God. Hey, Michelle from Houston, Texas, the favor of God is upon you in the corporate world. I see you sitting on the boards of major corporations because of your quiet spirit and the wisdom that dwells in you. Promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down and stands another one up. And I want you to know, Michelle, from Houston, Texas, God is promoting you. The favor of the Lord is written upon your forehead. In Jesus' name, I bless you. And Dave, J.L. from Cebu, Philippines, I see you right in the middle of the harvest there in Cebu, Philippines. And things are happening so quickly and so rapidly that you're saying, Lord, would you send some help? And I hear the Lord saying over you from over you, Dave, from Cebu, Philippines, that help is on the way. Help is on the way. And over you, Robin, from Las Vegas, Nevada, I hear the Lord saying, take the bull by the horns and say no more. I'm not going to be the victim. Don't say any longer I'm the victim of circumstances and situations. I'm not, and you need to declare, I'm not going to be codependent any longer. I will not live in this place in life. From this day forward, I'm going to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and the old Robin does not live her anymore. Change your mailing address just to prove it, and your post office box, whatever it may be, Robin, you're not living in this place anymore. The dawning of a new day is breaking forth in your life in Jesus' name. And Randy and Kelly from Kansas City, Missouri, I tell you, God is coming upon you, and the Lord is answering prayer so quickly, and people are setting their faith with your faith. It's just amazing how you're attracting people that have not been able to get their prayers through, but you just have that anointing to be able to help people get their prayers through. Get their prayers through, Randy and Kelly from Kansas City, Missouri. And Travis from Oklahoma City. Travis, the Holy Spirit spoke to you as a little boy. That's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. The Holy Spirit spoke to you as a little boy, much the same way he spoke to Samuel the prophet when he was a little boy. Years have gone by. He is still speaking. He has not given up on you, and you must not give up on yourself, Travis. Pause and consider. Obedience is better than sacrifices. Mary from Pittsburgh, California. Pick up the pieces. All is not lost. The Lord is going to make something out of nothing. The Lord's going to make something out of nothing. Mary from Pittsburgh, California. And Susan from Oklahoma City, get it going. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, get it going. Go quickly to place in divine order that which has been lacking. You have seen others given major assignments. You've watched and prayed for them. You have sat back and looked at them. But somehow their assignment has become unprofitable. And don't let that assignment drown. This part of the ministry is not dead, but it's definitely on a respirator. Take over, Susan. Remove the rocks, the thorns, and the thistles. Speak life over this army of dry bones. You are the one. I know you've delegated a lot of things out, but this is a time for you to take the lead. Don't delegate this one. Don't hesitate, and don't delegate. I'm going to speak right to you, Susan. Don't hesitate, and don't delegate. All right? There will be opposition, but you were made for it. You can do this, and you will do this. You can do this, and you will do this in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Matt from Oklahoma City, make your presentation. You've been given appointments with those in high places. They will receive your plan and presentation, and like Joseph, you will be elevated to the second highest place in your company, the second highest place, because your plan will save the land from famine. The place that God is calling you to is a place where famine is coming, but you will save the land from famine. Glenda from Midwest City, Oklahoma, you've been a faithful prayer warrior for many years. Now the Holy Spirit is promoting you through visions and dreams, beginning to give you details concerning people and different situations. Your ability to interpret spiritual dreams is going to elevate you and promote you into the most unusual places and situations. So you need to get ready, because there will be ears that have been prepared to hear, because people are starting to have all of these different dreams and there are no interpretation. I know that God saved one of the churches that we were pastoring years ago because somebody, I had a dream, a spiritual dream. Not all dreams are spiritual dreams, but I had a spiritual dream, and there was a man that came and interpreted the dream. I was able to follow through with the dream, and the whole thing, the whole lot was saved. Hallelujah. So you can go for it. Melinda in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hear the Lord saying, God is not slack concerning his promises to you, but is true and faithful to what he said he would do. out of your prayers of desperation, you will suddenly move into a new dimension in your life. Circumstances will remain the same, but because of your encounters with the Holy Ghost, you will lay hold of a place in God that will cause you to lose gravity. The Spirit will take you into heavenly places where He will begin to show you things you have never seen, sharing with others the magnificence. I'm going to say that, the magnificence of God and how they too can experience days of heaven on earth. I hear the Lord saying over Matthew in Portland, Oregon. Matthew in Portland, Oregon. The place has been prepared for you. The foundation has been laid for you. Now build. Build. Build upon the solid foundation that has been prepared for you. And the Lord will begin, as you begin to work, God will call others who will work with you. Phil in Whitley Bay, United Kingdom. Philip, don't allow time. This is what I hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, Phil. From Whitley Bay, United Kingdom. Philip, don't allow time to erase the visions and dreams that were such an integral part of your life during the beginning days of your journey. Don't allow time to become your enemy. Sharpen your sword. Preach the word, but don't cast your pearls before swine. Get ready to minister to an army of young preachers who are soon together in England to be, hallelujah, to be shot out like arrows around the world. Get ready to instruct these 11th hour workers. This is what you were made to do. Philip from Whitley Bay, England, United Kingdom. Linda in Oklahoma City, I hear the Lord saying God is rewarding you because you were always there. There when others left the room. There at the midnight hour when no one noticed. There with your gift of hospitality. There ready to serve. Many times extending yourself, pressing yourself out of measure because you simply wanted to be a blessing. You were giving, expecting nothing in return. But I hear the Lord saying, hold out your hands because I declare from that blessings are returning upon your head. Because as you give, you are receiving. I say to the north, give up, and to the south, give up, and to the east, give up, and to the west, give up. Because you have sown on every wave, blessings are returning to you and your household on every wave. Get your hands out. Hallelujah. And call in the blessing from the north, south, east, and west. Be ready to receive. And Jennifer from Columbia, Missouri, I see you praying the prayer of faith over many others. I see your daughter Elizabeth recording scriptures accompanied by music. Millions of children going to sleep at night while listening to her melodious voice accompanied by worship music. And Harriet from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Harriet, this is your time, a time of standing up, taking your place in what God has put in your heart to do as a little girl, as a child. God is giving you ownership, an assignment that's going to be quite breathtaking, breathtaking. You'll be waking up in the middle of the night saying, I never knew this is what I could do in life. There were some things I knew that I could do, but I never knew that I could really do what I'm actually doing, although it was a dream in my heart as a little girl. You'll wake up in the middle of the night saying, I never knew life could be like this. But the sun rising each morning will prove that this is not surreal. It is really real. And this opportunity has been placed in your hands suddenly, accompanied by other suddenlies. And Jim from Tulsa, Oklahoma, get ready to train thousands of college and university students who will be at your feet who will sit at your feet for hours at a time, a mind-boggling happening as a result of the new wave of revival, the new spiritual awakening that is taking place in the streets of our nation on college and university campuses. And you are made for this, and you have been prepared for this for so long. And God is going to give you this harvest as a result of your tenaciousness and your faithfulness. All the years of misunderstandings will be worth it all. will be worth it all. Lisa from Lake Worth, Florida, I see you helping young people that have a call to the world obtain their funds and the instructions they need to carry the gospel to the four corners of the earth. You will be very instrumental. I see many trips to the airport accompanied by tears as you are a mother figure to so many young ladies who are now on their way to another nation, another country, to spread the gospel as you help them launch out into the deep to go into the harvest fields, which are ripe all over the world, giving you worldwide connections as well. And Susan in Hominy, Oklahoma, this is an historic year for you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, God moving you into a place of prominence and significance, affecting several arenas of life. The ability to speak into different people groups with the same message, whether it's a Christian world or the secular world, including governments where you are going to have major opportunities. I just hear the Lord saying, don't hesitate, Susan. Doors are going to open quickly, but they will close quickly. Don't discount anything you see. It's a new day, but it's also a different day. And I bless you right now. I bless you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Diane in Roswell, New Mexico. Diane, I hear the Lord saying, it's my pleasure to give you the kingdom that has been in your heart as a child. It may seem that time has passed you by and that time and circumstances no longer are lining up, but know that I prepared a special assignment for you to reinvent that wheel. Yes. And there are many waiting for you as you pick up the mantles that were dropped along the way, inheritances that have been passed along to you. Pick up the mantles and move forward. Don't ever discount your abilities, the abilities that God has placed in your life. Encourage yourself in the Lord. It is not too late. Oh, Gene, come and pray. I tell you what we need to do. We need to go again tomorrow. A prophetic Wednesday. I have so many, many people that I've not got to minister. My heart goes out to them. Can I do this?
You can.
Can I do it another day, tomorrow at 10 o'clock? There's so many, many people. I've just got their names, and God has given me words. And it's just in my heart. So tomorrow, we'll have a prophetic Wednesday. We normally don't do this, but we'll have a prophetic Wednesday. And I'm so delighted. It's a new day. One thing I want to say is we're so delighted to be leading a new church called Breakout Radio Church. It's not a local church, although we believe in local churches. It's a trans-local church. We have members now from 26, 27 states in America and different nations of the world. And this, of course, has been started for people that don't have a pastor, even pastors that don't have a pastor. We've been a pastor to pastors for so many years. We're going to be a pastor to pastors and prophets, those that don't have a pastor. And we're on live every Sunday morning, 8 o'clock on BPN Radio and also Facebook Live. And, I'm about out of breath. Thank you for encouraging me.
It's been a great day. And I know that the Lord wants to bless families out there. I know the Lord wants to bless you, and he wants it to overflow into your children and your grandchildren. That all of you will be blessed.
Yes, he does. We got four grandchildren going on a mission trip this summer.
Yes.
Well, all of them going together. We're just so blessed. I bless you.
Yes.
And we're going to have to play the outro right here for BPN Radio because we got news coming up. This program will be, I got to find it here, this program is going to be replayed throughout the day on BPN Radio and Facebook Live. We'll be back live at 10 o'clock in the morning, but stay tuned. And remember, Roy Beard is going to have more prophetic words at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. We got to go, and we'll continue.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.